Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Cease being merciful, Lord, to thy faithful people. Pardon and peace, that they may be cleansed from all of their sins and serve you with a quiet mind. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son and Lord, who liveth and reigneth with the Holy Ghost, with one God, world without end. Amen.
And he said unto him, Friend, how camest thou hither
having on a wedding garment. And he was speechless. Then said the king unto the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away, cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. So far the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being the one substance of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for Christ's name and for Christ's salvation came down from heaven peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is Friend, how camest thou and hither? And it's based upon the Gospel, Matthew chapter 22. And I'd like to read a couple of verses from that. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither? I know the answer, but I gotta get my papers straight. And he said, Friend, how camest thou in hither? And he was speechless. So far, please be seated. The Bible tells us that at various times and at various reasons and at various places, Jesus asked certain people heart-searching questions. Like when Saul, on the road to Jerusalem, to persecute Christians, Jesus appeared to him and asked, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? In this morning's gospel, Jesus asks the question, Friend, how camest thou in hither? Let us, with the aid of the Holy Ghost, consider this question. How camest thou in hither? We're told that a certain king's son was about to be married. And the king prepared a great banquet for his son's wedding. Everything was now ready. And the king sent out his servants to invite his guests to come to that wedding. And they would not. So the king sent out even more servants, telling the people that everything was not prepared. All things are ready. Please come to the marriage. But they ignored the second call. And they went about their daily business. As a matter of fact, we are told they even killed some of the servants that came to invite them. So the king told his servants, you go out there into the highways and into the byways and you invite everybody that you find. And the wedding was furnished with guests. So the king went in to look over the guests. And he found one that did not have on a wedding garment. He was not clothed as he should have been. You see, at that time, it was the custom to provide wedding garments for all the invited guests. And so the king asked him, Friend, how camest thou in, not having on a proper wedding garment? And we are told he was speechless. Whereupon the king had him bound and cast out. Well, Jesus himself gives us the interpretation of this parable. Jesus starts out, the kingdom of heaven is like. In other words, it's quite evident that the king here is God. The wedding feast includes all the benefits which God gives us in his kingdom, his grace, mercy, forgiveness. The call to the marriage, of course, is the preaching of the gospel of salvation in Christ. Those who are invited are all who hear this gospel message. No one is excluded. The wedding garment is what we confess in our sermon hymn, Jesus' blood and righteousness are my glorious dress. But there are those who hear the gospel. They ignore the invitation, that is, they refuse to believe the gospel message. In other words, they reject the gospel. This morning, let's consider the question, Friend, how camest thou in hither? Well, we are to come for the right reasons, obviously. And that is to hear the word of God, to receive Holy Communion, and absolution, the forgiveness of our sins. We come as penitent sinners to confess our sins and our iniquities with which we have ever offended God, and justly deserve his temporal and eternal punishment. That's why we are here this morning, or that's why we should be here this morning. We come to seek mercy and forgiveness because of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of God's beloved Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's why we have come this morning. Only then are we a worthy guest at our Lord's table. And what is the wedding garment? What is the wedding garment? It is faith in Christ as one's personal Savior. He died for me. Only then are we a worthy guest at the Lord's table. Let me repeat that. Only then are we worthy, a worthy guest at our Lord's table. And now concerning the one who was without the proper wedding garment. He's without faith. He remains in the old rags of personal unbelief, without repentance, without the grace of Jesus Christ, without the forgiveness of sins. The fact is this, that many who were baptized and confirmed have broken their promise and have deserted God. We hope and pray that they do return. Their worship, if they do worship at all, is simply a matter of form. So we say to them, friend, how camest thou in hither? May God grant that we are sincere in our faith and realize that we are truly penitent sinners and that we do have no other proper wedding garment other than faith in Christ, in which we can stand before God, true faith. Finally, the question, friend, how camest thou in hither, will be asked of us personally when we someday face Christ, whom God has appointed to judge the quick and the dead. For we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and everyone may receive the things done, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Nobody will be able to deceive the eternal judge. And whoever is seen without a wedding garment will hear the terrible verdict which the king pronounced on the man in his parable, who did not have on a proper wedding garment. Bind him hand and foot. Take him away and cast him into utter darkness, and there shall be weeping and the gnashing of teeth. My dear friends in Christ, this parable speaks a warning to us. One guest came to the wedding festival without a proper wedding garment. And notice that he is bound and he is cast out. Here we have a strong warning. What appeared to be clothing of righteousness does not appear to the Lord. He is the final judge. You cannot belong to the kingdom of grace nor enter into the kingdom of glory or the kingdom of God unless you are clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, true faith. Do we sincerely repent of our sins and believe in Jesus Christ and what he has done for us? May God grant that on that great day when the question is asked of us, friend, how camest thou hither? We are able to answer, Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are my glorious dress. And may God grant this to each and every one of us. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Sweet God, always from thy breath.
Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray for our communities. Lord Jesus Christ, who calls unto thee all the labor and are heavy laden to give rest unto their soul, we pray. Let us experience your love for the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness. And give us the garment that is impersonated with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all the place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna, and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307.
Glory, glory, glory.
begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity person and the unity and substance of majesty co-equals. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
death. take and drink. This is the true blood. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Lord, bless you and keep you in baptism and grace in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in baptism and grace in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in baptism and grace in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in baptism and grace in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Take and drink. This is the truth.
be and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.